So moving forward, and to make the long story short, I'm in practice for a few years. I had a practice management group that I was with, and I was like following everything they would tell me. I was working really hard, and I was hustling, and I thought that's what it was all about, and I almost pretty much burnt out. My practice was successful in terms of financially, however, I was working too many hours. I was just burning out. It wasn't who I am. It wasn't like aligned with what I wanted to do. I realized half the stuff that were coming out of my mouth, I'd never thought about. I just accepted it from this group and was just spitting it out, right? So like, talk about being out of alignment. I actually have a whole chapter on this in my book, Elevate Your Life. And this was about 3 years into practice. Then I was like, okay, I gotta drop everything that I've learned. Have you ever watched the show KonMari?
No, I haven't. No.
So, okay, in this, she has this, she basically like goes into people's homes and she organizes things. I felt like
I've seen things similar. Yep, so that gives me an idea.
Okay, so yeah. I literally was like KonMari-ing my practice. I dropped everything that was, so she has a saying, she says, when you're purging your closet, you put the things that no longer spark joy, you put them in one pile, and then the things you want to keep, you just hold on to them or whatever. This other group where you no longer sparks joy, you put it in this pile, you're grateful for it, you're like, it served me well, but it's time to move on. So I had to do that with my practice, and so I had to do that with every system, every script, every conversation, you know, every branding, the message, all of that. I did that, kind of like change things up, and now I started to create this thing that now I teach chiropractors and entrepreneurs to do, which is I started to create a part-time $1 million cash-based clinic. So I knew I wanted it to be part-time because I wanted to be a mom and I wanted to travel and I wanted to do things, didn't want to be a slave to my clinic. I also wanted to work, I wanted to make a good chunk of money. So my goal was to make $1 million, and I didn't want to take insurance. So those sort of became the cornerstones of what I wanted to create. And now I teach chiropractors how to do exactly that. And as well as entrepreneurs, and to some degree as well.
All right.
That's kind of a long story.
No, it's probably a very short version, but it's a good version. But I think when you were talking about, what is it, Dalamare, is it? Is that how you...
Amari.
Yeah, that's. I think that is almost an entrepreneurial trait, as you should say, or it's in our DNA or our personality that we're just always wanting to grow, to improve. And some people have that natural ability to just go in and change things up like that, and a lot don't. So, you know, you must have quite a creative flair as well when it comes to vision and ideas. So that's really good. Yeah,
thank you. I agree with you. It's definitely an entrepreneurial thing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be an entrepreneur if you don't have it in you to grow.
I never looked at it as that there was actually a term, entrepreneur. I always used to had a negative viewpoint of what an entrepreneur was. But, you know, as you grow and learn, you realize that it is just it's these things that we just want to take things and make it better. Really, that's what it is. But it's good that, you know, you decided that you wanted to work on your business and not in your business. And I think that's the key there. And that's what you've obviously achieved there. So that's fantastic. Something I'm working on as well. And no doubt there's people in the audience here listening as well that are probably looking at the same things. So, okay, well, are you ready for some questions moving forward? I've got quite a few for you.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready? Okay. So, I'm not a young entrepreneur. I've owned businesses as well. I've been looking at opening my own practice over sort of the last couple of years as well after working in other people's businesses. So, you know, I'm sort of on that pathway as well. But I think you've already really gone over what turning point was for you, like when you really decided that working in your brick and mortar business just wasn't either one enough. Or it was sort of, you know, I think really is what really exactly was the decision or what made you decide to sort of take it on that different direction? Even though now I've heard your story, you're already headed sort of there, so you're already a natural teacher and educator by the sounds of it. But was there something specific at the time or in your practice that made you decide to sort of go back into that again?
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you asked that question because, like I said at the beginning, a lot of people, they look at someone and they're like, oh, must be an overnight.
Yeah.
A lot of people go out there and say, oh, overnight I was able to do this, or overnight I was able to make this decision to say for a chiropractor, for a practitioner, a medical doctor to go cash. Overnight I made the decision to cut my hours. While that decision might be an overnight decision, to get to that point of making that decision is actually almost always a long, tiring, frustrating journey. So I think if when I look back, like you asking that question, look back at the decisions that I make or the changes I made inside of my business, and still to this day, the decision to fire somebody, the decision to hire someone, to move forward with a specific marketing strategy or whatever, you end up making those decisions when you are feeling like I am sick and tired of what is in front of me.